Well, good morning, church. And good morning to you, Lord. Another glorious day in the kingdom. Thank you. So when I was growing up, being a good Southern traditional family, sort of traditional, the thing to do was to do morning prayer every Sunday, except for every now and then. Well, we'll do communion this Sunday, make a big announcement about it. People, why do we have to do communion? We have morning prayer. It's kind of funny. And part of morning prayer is a lot of reading of Psalms. And there are two things, one of two things that are always at the beginning, and that is the Jubilate Deo, which is Psalm 100, and the other is the Venite, and it's part of Psalm 95. The message of both of these are to rejoice in the Lord, to be thankful, and to offer the truth that all things belong to God, and we are called to be thankful and to acknowledge that truth. Psalm 100 says, "Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faith endures from age to age." Those are some pretty powerful words for me, to always be joyful in the Lord and to be reminded that we are the sheep of the Good Shepherd. Well, Thursday was 9/11. I didn't send anything out because I just didn't know what to say. Maybe I should have just sent the blank message that remained on my screen for the entire day. In some ways, that day seems like it was far in the past, and some days that day seems so raw that it feels like it just happened. And I suggest that because truly it seems like 9/11 has never ended, that in a way every day there is a 9/11 somewhere in the world where someone who seems to think they have more power than God for some reason continues to defy God's desire for us to be joyful in the Lord. All your lands. The global chaos is in no way diminishes the tragedy of 9/11. It's almost like 9/11 is a testimony to just how bad things can get when we turn away from God. And I note that turning away from God isn't new. It's not a recent phenomenon. It's been true throughout the history of God's people. We didn't read Jeremiah this morning. There were two choices. In Jeremiah, God just lets him have it, or he reports what God says that lets the people have it. God is not happy, and there's going to be a consequence. Whereas in the reading from Exodus this morning, at the end, he changes his mind. What this tells me is that we can't fix anything, that only God can bring peace, the kind of peace that the world really needs, and that God will bring that peace if we just prepare ourselves to accept it in our hearts. Psalm 100 says, "Give thanks to him, call upon his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting." As noted, I said that this psalm was traditionally part of the morning prayer. And faithful Christians sing it week after week, in spite of that ongoing presence and message. What we hear in the daily office, and the daily office is what, on a day other than Sunday, you say one of the offices, which is morning prayer, evening prayer, there's four choices, noonday and compline. You can do all or one or none if you're not in the mood. We say it in the morning prayer liturgy week after week. that in spite of the ongoing presence and message that we hear in the world, somehow the message of the church, our message, the message of God, does not get into the world. Is the real life of the church, the real life of the church, continued after worship? Or is that just a done deal? The words we hear in Jeremiah, which I won't read, but I invite you to go and read. I'll give you the reference if you're interested. Could indeed just exactly tell us how God feels about what's going on in the world today. Today's psalm, we read, said that the Lord looks down from heaven upon us all, always watching us to see if anyone who is wise, if there is one who seeks after God. And remember, rejoicing in one saved sinner more than anything about the 99. So is all lost? No, Jesus says. In today's gospel, Jesus talks about rejoicing over finding something that was lost, a sheep, the people of his pasture, a coin that was lost. And in Philippians and in today's epistle from Timothy, there is a declaration of thanksgiving for all that God has provided for us through Jesus. Philippians 4, 4 through 7 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness to know everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus." And you heard in Timothy that we love and honor Jesus to the King of Kings, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Jesus is our good shepherd. And Jesus says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." We are all called in community to rejoice with Jesus in all that we find that is good, whether it's a coin or a friend or a feeling, whatever it is that you find that is good in your life, rejoice. Don't just say, "Oh yeah, I should have known that was there." Rejoice, I say, rejoice. Is it possible? Is it really possible to rejoice in a world that seems to be filled with anything but joy? Is it possible to speak kindness instead of judgment? Is it possible to believe that Jesus never loses us, even when he seems lost to us? Is it possible to be thankful for what we have and not want for more? Like the widow who seeks until the coin is found and then celebrates her good fortune over one piece when she had nine more. Do we find that one thing to celebrate sometimes when it feels like there isn't anything? And is it possible to believe that no matter how lost and distant we feel, like I say, Jesus never loses us? We are never lost to Jesus. And Sunday worship is one opportunity that we have to come together and to rejoice. Rejoice that God has done wonderful things in our lives. Jesus finds that lost sheep over and over again. And the lost coin is found over and over again as we navigate the journey of life. So what I want to leave with you today, in this world that seems like there is no joy, rejoice. Today I say rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Amen.